Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me.
Okay. I had to stop the music because I was told that the music was too long, and they thought they were calling into a concert. I mean, I was about to say bullshit, but maybe it was. Anyway, hello, it is me, it is I, Sugar Licious Me, didn't say static, a.k.a. will soon be known as Samaz. Yes, I'm going to change my name. Why the hell not? It is 12 noon on the West Coast in Los Angeles, where I am sitting in a nice air-conditioned room. Seriously, I am. It is 3 o'clock on the East Coast, and if you are on the South or, what's that, Midwest, Texas, Louisiana, those places, it is, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. It is 2 o'clock. Now, I'm half out of it, as I'm sure you can somewhat tell. It's been one of those mornings already. I've been up since 6 o'clock, SL time. SL time, a.k.a. SL time, a.k.a. Pacific time. So I've been up pretty much all morning. And I'm like totally out of it. So if I'm speaking in gibberish or, like, you know, all that, just ignore me, because basically I might be talking to you in my sleep. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Enough of that other bullshit. How's everybody doing? It is the 28th of September. September 28th. And it is it's Sunday, which I'm sure all of you know that by now. It is the last Sunday in this month. So next month is October. Think about October, November, December. We have less than 3 months, and it will be Christmas. Yes, Christmas. Anyway, my show was supposed to always be 8 o'clock in the morning, SL time, PST time, California time. But I always end up, like, either oversleeping or what have you. Or this morning when I was up at 6 o'clock, by the time 8 o'clock rolled around, I was busy doing something else, so my mind wasn't there. So I have sat and talked, and I think I'm going to start doing my show at 9 o'clock, which is this show, Coffee, Cream, or Sugar, which is me, at 9 o'clock in the morning. That would be 9, which would be 12 noon. On the East Coast, and at 11 o'clock on the southern side or west side or whatever. And I may even change the date of my actual grid show, because I am, like, keep pushing it back, and I need to really make a stand on what I'm going to do. My 8 o'clock show on Mondays, 8 o'clock p.m., will probably continue being at 8 o'clock p.m., but not really sure right now if that's going to be a go, but I will definitely let you know. If not on Facebook, I will let you know on Facebook. I truly have to get a damn group, you know, for all my friends. Because I don't feel like I have fans. We'll talk about that later. I don't believe in that fan word, because I believe in it being friends. You're not my fans, you're my friends. Because friends will support you no matter what, fans are fickle. Yeah, so we'll talk about that later anyway. My topic today really really, really and truly hits home. And my topic today is stress. Let's repeat that, stress and why we ignore it. Now, I know a lot of you probably say, yeah, don't ignore stress. When it happens, it happens. But the truth of the matter is I think a lot of us honestly ignore it. And the reason why I say we ignore it is because if you ever think about it, if you're under stress and you're not doing anything about it, then you're ignoring it. Now, the reason why I'm going to share some really personal information with you is because I feel that I am guided to do this because I don't want to see anyone having a heart attack, having a stroke, just going through unnecessary things if I can speak to you and talk to you and tell you about my experience. Okay, so here goes. I don't sleep well at night. As all of you know, I'm a diabetic. I don't sleep well at night. Normally, as a rule, I'm tossing and turning, getting up throughout the night, and my head's just all over the place. March, I found that I had some blood clots in my lungs and had to be admitted in the hospital. They were going to put me in ICU, but then decided to put me in a step down because my persona was so giddy and blah, blah, blah. They were like, this woman is basically a walking time bomb, and she's always laughing and giggling and whatever. But anyway, that's just my whole demeanor. If you see me down, then something's really wrong. I'm down. But anyway, I haven't seen my doctor in months, and I know people are going to be like, what the hell's wrong with you? After that episode, you would think you'd be seeing your doctor as much as you can. But I'm hard-headed, and plus I'm only being hard-headed for an extremely busy schedule. That is the reason why half the shit that I say I'm going to do in SL doesn't get done, because I'm normally at work anywhere between 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, and that has unstopped me, and that is how life is. It's normally 6 days a week. But went to the doctor, and he did a blood test, and you'll be happy to know that the blood clots are not back, but my blood is thickening, so we had to give me some type of, you know, do my dosage different. However, I found out that my blood pressure was 190 over 110. Now, if any of you know anything about blood pressure, that is like borderline stroke level, like any minute stroke, heart attack. And he was amazed at the fact that I was still in a good mood and what have you. But the thing is that with me is that I ignore stress a lot. It could be there and I ignore it. And when you ignore it, you tend to have a problem with accepting it. I guess I should say, because I ignore it, but I accept it. My sugar was over 300. 300 was my sugar, and I can't even tell you the word. Embarrassed, maybe, because I shouldn't say embarrassed, more surprised. And the reason why I was surprised is because I'll admit, you know, I'm a cookie fanatic, and everybody that knows me knows that's my thing. You know, I love cookies. I love cookies and I love Pepsi. Not together, mind you, but, yeah, I love both of those things. And I will cheat on any diet to eat both of those things. And not to say that I need to be on a diet, but I do need to watch what I eat because of the fact that I am diabetic. And I do need to watch what I eat because at first I was not insulin dependent, and now I am because I'm hard-headed. And it's very hard, and I'll repeat, it is extremely hard for me to stop eating cookies and stop drinking Pepsi. Now, I now try to do it in moderation, eat less of it, but a cookie is not my best friend. I know it's not my best friend, but I act like it is my best friend. But anyway, my doctor was telling me 190 and 110 is basically is stroke level. You're just basically should just be counting the days. And I was more or less like, okay, and thinking to myself, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here so I can go get a cookie. Now, I swear to you, that's what I was thinking. So we talked about my blood sugar. He explained to me that the reason my blood sugar was so high was because of the simple fact of my stress. Now, I know a lot of you don't contribute, you know, diabetes with stress, but trust me when I tell you that when you are a diabetic, if you have any type of stress in your life, it will make your fucking sugar go out of control. Now, I kind of knew this and didn't really know it. I didn't really understand how it really was like just, it could be just to the point where you're like, bam, you know, you could have a heart attack or a stroke at any moment. And that's the reason why, is because of the fact that your blood pressure basically works the same as your sugar. Now, I am not a doctor, so I'm not going to sit here and try to explain it to you. I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I know the ins and outs or like I'm an expert, because I'm not. You know, I have to go to my doctor just like I always do, but when he explained it to me as much as he could, as if I was a six-year-old, it made me understand that my high blood sugar was basically contributing because of the fact that my high blood pressure was out of control. So if my blood pressure is out of control, my sugar gets out of control. So they both work hand-in-hand, and basically I'm out of control. Now, mind you, there are times when I have these headaches that I just don't understand where they come from, and I ignore them. I ignore the headaches. I ignore the signs, like the getting up in the, you know, the getting up in the middle of the night, can't sleep. That is all a part of your blood pressure being up. That's all a part of it going up to your head, and you basically can't sleep. Here lately, I've been having breathing issues, and I thought it was contributing again to the, you know, to the them being in my lungs, but no, that also is contributing to me being a diabetic. There's so much about being a diabetic. People make so much fun of it, and we as black people, because I, even though I'm half Native American and half black, let's face it, when you see me and when you hear that I'm black, that's the first thing you go to. The fact that my avatar has blonde hair, the fact that she's extremely light-skinned means nothing, because behind that avatar, I am a caramel-colored redhead chick, and yes, I dye my hair red. So I am black. There you go. And any disease that is known, diabetes is basically, now everybody gets diabetes. Don't let me play the race card here, but blacks are prone for it because of what we eat, how we eat. And I've noticed that a lot of people, especially black people, make fun of people that have diabetes, because the first thing you think is that, oh, God, they must be eating this, they must be eating that, and they must be that, they must be fat. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that at all. It has nothing to do with being fat. It has nothing to do with basically being older. None of that shit. It basically has something to do with what you eat, and that can go from pasta, that can go from cookies, cakes, candy. You would not believe the things that can cause it. Halle Berry, one of you guys, I know you guys, you go, oh, my God, is a diabetic. You're either born with it as a type 1 or you contribute as a type 2. So when you make fun of it, you basically are making fun of what could happen to you or someone in your family. But that's neither here nor there, because the topic was stress. But I did have to say that because you have so many people who are, I'm not going to say ignorant, but who are unknowledgeable of what diabetes is, which I'm going to do a show about it and get an expert on the show so you can really know what it is. So maybe stop making fun of it and start trying to be a solution to the problem and the cure of it before you get it. But anyway, yeah, I'm being sarcastic and being a bitch right now. Damn right. But stress, it can come in all forms. And I'm telling you, it can come in real life. It can come at your job, family, second life. Yes, even second life. As much as we want to say that second life doesn't stress us out, there are things in second life that can stress you out. People can stress you out. The day-to-day bullshit, Facebook can stress you out. And don't sit up there and say that, oh, no, I never get mad about it. Yes, you do. There comes a time in everybody's life, I don't give a shit even if it's small, there's something that's going to stress you out and piss you off, even if it's small. But I'm here to tell you that stress is a fucking killer. Stress is something that should not be ignored. And I'm telling you with the utmost respect, if you ignore your stress, you're a fucking idiot. And I consider myself right now an idiot because I have been ignoring the fact that I've been stressed out because I think that I am big, bad bitch that I can handle anything, handle everything, and not worry about what the next person thinks. I am as sweet as I can be. Most people know me, know that, oh, wow, sugar's so sweet. But I can be a fucking beast as well. And it normally comes when I'm at my job, is when the beast mode comes out. When I'm on SL or whatever, I kind of like try to stay as low as possible because I have a real life stressful, stressful life. So when I log into Second Life, I really log in there to kind of get a whoosh, so to speak. Try to like calm myself down and, oh, okay, I'm in game now, I'm cool. But the fact of the matter is there is shit in game that stresses me the fuck out, even when I don't want it to, even when I'm thinking it's not. Because like a moment ago, I was getting stressed out, and I was on the phone with Angel to the point he said, log the fuck out. Log out now. So I stopped, and normally I'm telling him, okay, I'm all right, but I stopped, and I did exactly what he said. I stopped, I gained my composure, I logged out, I waited a little bit, and I logged back on calmer. Because normally I would stay on and just deal with it, but this time I did what he said because I knew that he was right. Because I could feel like a knot in the back, and I'm telling you, I could feel like a knot in the back of my neck where I was about to fucking explode. And that is what stress is. When you have a headache and you're like, damn, why can't I get rid of it? When your back hurts, when your neck hurts, your head, you know, your shoulders, and you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? That's stress. And that stress can come in many shape and form. You may not even know you're stressed, but your body knows it. And your body does things to tell you that you're stressed. Because, like, right now, the back of my neck, I feel as if there is, like, a heavy hand just laying on them because I'm stressed. And even though I'm thinking, wow, I just need a massage, no, I need to calm the fuck down and not be stressed out. And if you ever notice how sometimes you're like, oh, what's wrong with me? God, I just, oh, stress. When you're angry, you don't know why, or you can't control it, all that is stress. And stress can kill you. And if it's ignored, and trust me when I tell you this, this is my own personal shit. When you ignore stress, you end up like me, 190 and 110, fucking blood pressure, 300 in my sugar. That's because I'm fucking stressed out. Okay, got more to tell you. I'll be back in one. Hello. It is me. It is I. I am back. If you just tune in, I'm talking about stress, and I'm actually talking about a personal level of stress that I have. This is the Coffee Cream and Sugar Morning Show. Although it is now 12:20, and it is no longer morning anywhere but unless you're in Japan or Korea, I am still going to talk about as if it's the morning. Anyway, we were talking about stress and the relief of it, which honestly, I think the only relief you can have of stress, other than a nice massage, is to eliminate what stresses you out. Now, when I said earlier that God, somebody just made my train of thought just go. And I'm not going to even share what Angel just said, which relieves stress, but use your imagination. When I said earlier, oh, my God. When I said earlier that SL basically can be a contributor to your stress, I'm not saying leave SL because we all know that SL is something for everyone, whether you're there because of business, family, friends, drama, which some of you are there for, drama. Let's be face it, let's be real, because you probably have a very boring real life and you need the drama to kind of satisfy your eagerness of having something that's crazy because watching all your stupid-ass reality shows is not doing it for you. I'm saying that when something stresses you out, back off of it, meaning that if your family is stressing you out, back off of them. If your job, back out of it. If it's SL, back off of it, log the fuck out. Whatever it is, if it's Facebook, log out. Because the fact of the matter is you cannot allow stress to take over who you are and what you do, like I have, for instance. I've allowed stress to take total control of me. And the reason why I know it's taking total control of me because every day I am worried about something. Every day I am, you know, pissed off about something. My neck hurts about something. My head hurts. I can't sleep. I toss and turn. It's all due to stress. Even though in a way deep down inside I knew it, but it took my doctor to basically say, you know what, you're stressed. And this is the reason why you're going through all this. And even though, as I said, I knew it deep down, it took some another person to tell me, you know, that you're stressed out. Now, because of this stress that I'm experiencing, my doctor has prescribed me to take a month and maybe 2 months off from my job. Yeah. Now, he wanted to take me off work on the 26th, which was this past Friday. But me, having something major going on at my job, decides that I'm going to go ahead and take that time off on the 6th of October. Now, mind you, yesterday when I went in there to do something, my head was so bad. Like, my ears were ringing. As a matter of fact, I think when I was in game with my family, Allie, my grandmother, Desi, and my aunt, Cap, I think I even mentioned, damn, my ears is ringing. And I wasn't just saying that. My ears were really ringing. And that also is stress. It was like a buzz. You know how you can hear that sometimes, like a buzz, but my ears were ringing. And that actually has to do with stress because I'm stressed out knowing that the next few days is going to be major, major hell to deal with. But I chose to stay at the job and do it. Now, I'm sure you're probably saying, well, how the hell are you going to give advice on stress when you're not even taking the advice of a medical doctor who has gone to college to tell you these things? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, because I'm the first to tell you that I'm fucking hard-headed as hell. And even though I know that I should have taken the 26 off, I'm also loyal to what is loyal to me. So I'm taking the 6 off. Hopefully, I won't pass out somewhere or, you know, have a stroke or heart attack before then because I'm stressed right the fuck now as I speak to you, which is why my attitude is probably like, fuck it, because I am stressed and because I know I'm stressed. And because I'm sitting here right now with my neck being so tight, I can barely breathe. Someone please call 911. I'm serious. I'm just, like, stressed the hell out. And the only reason why I'm sharing my story with you and my you know, the fact that my blood pressure was 190 over 110 and my sugar was 300, because honestly, whoever's listening to me, those who don't play Second Life, those who play Second Life, as I said before, I don't look at you as fans. I look at you as friends. You know, you spend your little time with me, whether right now live or later on, and I appreciate that. So if there is something that's going on that I can actually give you information or knowledge regarding it, I'm going to do that because I feel that if you're kind enough to listen to me, I should be kind enough to give you advice. Even if I don't take it, I want to give you advice. So I'm telling you as a friend, Sugarlicious, as your friend, take some time off for yourself. Take some time off from being stressed. Try to move forward with your life. If something's stressing you out, get rid of it. If your kids are stressing you out, ignore them. If your man is stressing you out and he ain't about shit, get rid of him. If your mom is stressing you out, if she's calling you on the phone, hang up the phone. If your job is stressing you out, find another one. Because the truth of the matter is it's only one you. And once you're gone, all these people will cry over you, but it will not bring you back. So in order for you to get beyond the point you are, you need to take stress seriously. If something happens to you where your neck hurts or you have a headache that just won't go, please seek medical attention. Don't be like me when I have those 6 blood clots in my lungs and ignore the fact that I could not breathe for fucking weeks. Ignored it. For weeks, I could not breathe. And then when I got there, it was like immediately putting all kind of IVs and tubes in me. And I'm still laughing and shit, like, you know, having a grand old time, not realizing that I was so close to death, it wasn't even funny. Please, whatever you do, I don't care what it is, don't ignore stress. Do not ignore it. Now, I will, because I had a couple people ask me to give them updates, so I promise you on the 6th will be my first day of starting my new life, and I promise I will be giving updates on what my blood pressure is and everything. Now, I only have 2 minutes and 30 minutes. That's the stress talking, by the way. 2 minutes and 32 seconds left, and I do want to give a shout-out to my sorority sister, Peachy, to her mother, one-year anniversary, and Peachy knows what I'm talking about. Very, very happy for her. And you guys don't know, but she's basically a year of a milestone. And I'm so proud of her, and I know Peachy is. I wanted to let her know. You know, she may not ever hear this show, but at least she knows that, well, she won't know. She's not hearing the show, right? Oh, don't you judge me. I can be silly sometimes. Anyway, we got 1:51 to go. I am still out of it, but hey, you know, I'm going to keep pushing and keep moving. The 6th will start my new life, and I will be talking about that as well and what I plan to do to get myself better. And hopefully, I'll be having a couple people on my show to talk to you. I'm thinking about having a person who's an expert as far as stress. So, and a couple people that would be on the show, hopefully, to discuss some things that maybe you can do. And I will be having those who live in Cali will be actually able to win a real massage, in real life, not SL, a real massage in real life, and also in SL, you'll be able to do a little spa treatment, maybe you can sit there with a glass of wine and pretend and maybe get all that stress off you. Anyway, hugs and kisses. I love you all. Thanks so much for sharing your time with me. You know how much I appreciate it. Sugar kisses.